This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk not infrequently on this program about debt. Yours, mine, the government's, and corporate. The federal debt deficit coming up in the second half of the program today as it happens. Now, though, a snapshot of American companies and their outstanding obligations. Corporations in this economy sold more bonds in September than ever before, about $434 billion worth. That's according to the market information firm Dealogic. Money's basically free, right? Interest rates are super low, so that kind of makes sense. But there are some concerns that all that corporate debt is starting to look a whole lot like all the mortgage debt that piled up during the housing bubble. Marketplace's Ben Bradford is on the "Is This Something We Should Worry About?" desk today.
Tell me if this sounds familiar. Mouthwatering interest rates and easy credit lead to a lot of loans, including to borrowers that aren't the greatest bet to repay them. Financial institutions bundle those loans together and sell them as investment products. In the absolute crudest of strokes, that was the subprime mortgage crisis. And Sonia Gibbs at the Institute for International Finance sees some similarity to corporate debt today.
The levels of leverage that we have now are far beyond what would be considered tolerable historically.
Corporate debt in the U.S. is near a historic high, at almost 50% of GDP. And last week, the Fed's Lael Brainard told a congressional subcommittee that a lot of that debt is what you might call subprime.
Within the investment grade segment, half of those corporate bonds are now rated at the lowest level, and that's a near record.
Banks have been packaging those loans into financial securities called collateralized loan obligations, or CLOs, which sounds an awful lot like the collateralized debt obligations that touched off the 2008 financial crisis. But analyst Michael Ryan at IHS Markit says, aside from the names, comparisons are off base.
There really isn't a lot of systemic risk, although we do see risk in select industries and in general pockets.
Including the auto and retail sectors. The analysts I talked to say businesses are betting policymakers like the Fed will help keep up the supply of cheap cash businesses have come to rely on. But if the economy tanks, it'll make it a lot harder for them to keep up with what they owe. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.